views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I'm still chuckling at all the interesting things going on about change today. I think Carter and I have been having a good laugh this morning, and I think we're here. Anyway, that's what we're talking about today, is accepting change. So it's been a little ironic around here, too, because I've been having to accept some changes, too. But it's Angel Insights on this Taurus new moon coming in. If you're new to the show, I do want to welcome everyone that's just finding our show, tapping into the show. Welcome, because this is a show where we like to focus on the positive side of life, no matter what's going on. We like to work with metaphysical topics, the angelic realm, manifesting, law of attraction. That's the type of things that we focus on when we're working with positive, where we want to help ourselves. It's about taking that action step yourself and, you know, taking your power back. So that's what we talk about today. That's what we talk about on the show every week. But today, Angel Insights. I work a lot with the angels. Every day I work with the angels. So whatever topic I'm talking about, a lot of times there is an angel insight on that. I always ask for some insights, some things, some guidance that I can share with you. So there usually is something just about every week. So the same thing today. This new moon coming up on May 15th, it's in Taurus. Lots of energy with May. Last week I said good news for May, and it is good news. For some of you that don't like change, it might not feel like that, but there is a side to that. Yesterday they showed me a very interesting perspective, the angels. I saw this aha moment that I was really loving. I couldn't wait to share with you. I'm going to share that with you today. And just how is this good news with so much change? And with everything going on around you, how can we stay in the good news part of it? And that's what we're going to talk about today. It's pretty cool. And I have to be reminded of it too, because I'm going one day at a time into something that's very brand new as well. So the whole thing is new to all of us. I'm not going to say that I'm the one that has all the answers. I'm going one step at a time as well. And I'm sharing everything that I discover, everything that I experience. And it's up to you whether that resonates with you or not, or if a piece of it leads you to something for you, because we're all unique. We're all different. So this isn't like a cookie cutter. This is it. This is right. This is wrong. That's really what a lot of us are adjusting to, is it's not a right or a wrong. It's the right path for you. If you want to say anything about being right, which path is right for your unique journey? That's what we're doing. Now, we have chats open on the live video streams. Over on my website, I have the YouTube embedded with the stream. If you didn't want to have to go to a social media, that's right over there. That's at jenroyster.com. On Facebook, we have Transformation Talk Radio. The network is live streaming on the Facebook pages for them. And my two pages, I shared it. You just can look up Jen Royster Show or Jen Royster. It's all in there. Transformation Talk Radio. There's, you know, it's right out there. We have that. And Carter's going to help me with anything that comes through the feed over there. We're also right on the network in the audio. So we're out there for you guys, whichever way you want to listen. I want to say hello. I see some things popping up in the YouTube chat over on YouTube. Hello to Candace, Sharon, and Marilyn. Oh, Marilyn, you made it. You're with us live today. I remember that from last week. She sent me this beautiful message that she had missed because she had to work. It's okay if you have to work. We understand. And it's just good to see you there. It's great to see everybody coming back. We've been having a good time over in the chat. I don't want you to hesitate to throw your questions out there. If you want to call in, you might be listening on the road or some other situation or just audio. You just want to call in on your phone. 1-800-930-2819 will bring you on and you can ask or share. A lot of times it's not even asking a question these days. It's sharing what you're experiencing. Because I think everybody is, they're just not quite sure what's going on. So this is a great platform for that. Share what you're experiencing. Share what's coming up for you. Nothing is too off, strange, crazy in this show. It's a metaphysical show, okay? We have expanded and opened our minds to look beyond. That's what that is. Okay, so now, what do we have going on? What do we have? So Taurus, let's talk about that Taurus energy. And this is a little bit of the alignment with astrology. It seems to be resonating and coinciding with some of the things the angels are sharing. So that's why I'm bringing that into the show lately. It has been almost in the last year I've been doing that. It's just fitting. Not every time, but it is. Taurus is a steady, fixed, earth-grounded, tenacious, and likes to go a little slower, likes to study, do the research, think about it, observe the whole thing before making choices. Okay, that's a Taurus energy. The other thing that came in, and I mentioned it last week for the month of May, is we have an influence coming in from planet Uranus. And that one is interesting. That one's a spur of the moment, go, impulsive, spiritual awakening kind of things, opening you to something beyond what you've ever seen before. And it sometimes seems like it's the opposite of a Taurus. So Taurus is experiencing this energy of spontaneity, which is would rather not do spontaneity. That can make you feel sometimes on the fence, like, wait, I feel yanked in two different directions. I get that. That's why we're bringing that up, because there is perspectives that are very positive in all of these things. Everybody can learn from everybody here, you know, every energy. And, you know, if you look at the magnet, the opposites, the positive, the negative, there's things that you can learn from every perspective when you look at things from a different angle. Taurus can learn not to be afraid to look at things from a different perspective, to maybe try something. It's not so scary. And here's the beautiful thing that people don't realize. You can try things sometimes and change your mind. Some of you may have been raised in a mindset where if you do this, that's it forever. That's what you have to be for the rest of your life. Think about what that pressure is on someone going to college and they're not sure what they want to do yet. Oh, I know. Well, I don't see it that way. I see everything that we do as an adventure and we learn something. You might change professions a lot in your job or in your lifetime is really what I want to say. And everyone's completely different from the other, but look at all the things that you experienced and learned from each one, and you gather these strengths and these valuable things that you've learned in each experience, and they take you on the journey. You keep them. That's the intention anyway. You want to keep that. So with this energy and with the things that are changing and the way the angels came in, the first thing they told me was, We want to share how you can gently flow into the shifts. You don't have to have this be a major bumpy ride, because what's the first thing that happens when you feel, something made me look at the clock, and it's 11:11 here on the East Coast. So isn't that cool? I think that's so cool. It's 8:11 for everybody on Pacific Coast or wherever you might be, Mountain Time, on the other side of the world, who knows? But that was what it was for me just now. And it told me to look. So I love that when that happens. But what is happening right now with this moon coming in and this interesting shift is we're going to learn to see the unexpected from a completely different angle. It's a way to practice response versus reaction, thinking the worst. Like, you know, you might see something shift and change, and I see a lot of it going on for a lot of us on online businesses, you know, and mine, I am actually very positive about this, but it is a lot of work we're having to do. We are getting compliant with the new GDPR that Europe has done, and it's to protect people. It protects your privacy. I'm all about that. I am. I don't want people that are getting things from me that don't want it. So we're working hard here on that end too. It's a lot of work. You want to make sure it's right. But I actually like it as a consumer or as someone that's online, you know, giving my email out on a list. I don't like it either. So, you know, some people are freaking out about that a little bit, but there's help out there. You know, there's legal help out there. You just have to apply yourself and it will work. Now, that's just something we're experiencing. In your, wherever you are, you might be experiencing unexpected changes at work, unexpected behaviors in people you know, unexpected health challenges, unexpected, you feel like your mood swings are all over the place. You name it, it's happening. A lot of light workers, a lot of people are reporting that they have been feeling some interesting things, and I have too. And I have another one that added to what I had before when I was sharing last week. It's been going on. I had that, I don't know what that was when it opened up, but it's starting to make more sense. And I will share that with you when we come back, because I'm about to run out of time here. But it was the next day I had more to the story. And then I started diving into what I know was sacred geometry, and it was very exciting. These were fifth dimension symbols coming in, letting me know we are right here. That gives me a very big boost of hope, excitement, inspiration to keep going and to not give up. And it may look like everything's falling apart right now. This is not the time to stop, give up, throw in the towel. This is the time where the Taurus energy can help you stay tenacious, stay in the game, stay, no, I'm holding, I'm waiting this out because it's worth it. And from what I can tell, it is. And there's so much with it. I mean, it will take you to be assertive. It will take you to make choices. So in the show today, I want to focus on what the angels showed me, what visions I am receiving and what I'm seeing, what's coming through, and what it all means from what I have right now. And like I said, this is an unfolding story. This is changing all the time. The way I'm receiving messages, the way I'm being guided in my own life. And I want to help you know that you can connect into this directly yourself as well. Absolutely. You don't need anybody in between, actually. I'm here to help you and support you and guide you, but not for you to be dependent on what I say to you and that's it. Because guess what? It can change in the blink of an eye. Absolutely. It is so awesome. Now, for those that are in the chats, throw your questions out there. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll start going into the chats and reading what we have in questions or what somebody has going on with them. I see, looks like Carter's put up one from Facebook. When we come back from break, we are going to dive in. We're going to see what you have going on for you. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the video stream of the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, we're looking into the energy that we are all feeling in May. The new moon coming up. As some of you may feel moon cycles more than others, there's it's not woo-woo. It could be very scientific. They show that has a gravitational pull on the water. I mean, it changes the tides here right along the beach where I live. We feel that. Some people feel it more than others. I know that I do. Now, I want to go over to the chats. Put it in there. Hello, I love you too over in YouTube. That was two relaxing meditations. What a nice username. You must have all kinds of meditations on your YouTube channel. We love you, Jen. Blessings to you. Thank you. love you back. And I'm going to go over to the Facebook chat. We have a question. This is coming in from Roger. Hi, Roger. It's good to hear from you. Wow, what a nice surprise. I know I have this energy. This is what Roger writes. I know I have this energy that is bubbling now, and I'm not sure which path because I have to be careful with this energy. I feel now, do I change to grow or do I sit and stay because I'm okay? Okay, you know what? That's exactly how just about anybody on a spiritual path or awakening is feeling right now, because it is coming in from our higher self, our soul side that's connected to the divine. That side can help, that side actually can challenge us and surprise us with taking us off of a path that we thought we were on that was right for us or that was perfect at that time. No path is really wrong. It's just that maybe there is a shift happening for you to realign you for where you're ascending to. Because everybody is ascending, and depending on where you are, Roger, in that path, I'm asking for some guidance for you right now. And what I'm seeing is you don't have to feel like you have to make a choice in this moment. What you want to ask for, if I were you, this is what I would do. In my prayers, in my meditation, I would ask for more insight to understand what I am feeling. Because he's saying he does not, he has to be careful of the energy. The other thing I want to say with that is if it's a negative energy, I don't know what your energy is, so we're going to keep that for privacy for you. But sometimes if it feels like anger or a resentment or an intensity coming up, our shadow side is bringing things up to the surface so that we can see what needs to be healed. It's not really bringing us into a bad place as much as it's showing us this is what's in there deep under the rug that still needs healing or just needs to be released and let it go so that you can make more room to fill that space within you with something that will support you now. Things that used to support us may or may not support us now. And that's what a lot of people are feeling right now. I want to say thank you for sending that in. That was a very good question in depth about what everybody feels like right now. This month in particular is a very good month to start really looking at how you feel about things, because if there's changes to be made, you'll feel more confident in them in this last 2 weeks coming up. Now, that interesting energy that was coming in at the same time with Uranus, that more spontaneity energy coming from Uranus, the planet, is kind of going to nudge you to do something spontaneous. Taurus helps hold the reins to keep that balance where, you know, that looks really cool. Let's investigate that a little bit more. Let's understand it better. Then we'll make a choice. To me, that is how the two are balancing one another. I've played with that a little bit on a couple of things, and that's what I'm seeing. Now, a little bit more about this. Now, that planet is going to be sending that influence out till 2026. One of the big things about this month is it's going to teach all of us, including me, I don't care who you are, you're going to probably learn this some way, somehow in your life. Everybody's going to have a uniqueness, but it's about accepting. Yeah, if you really want to know how this month will challenge you and how it can be a positive and a good thing, look at what is very difficult for you to accept. Everybody look in with their own life. What is hard to accept? What is it that you know, I will not accept that, or you feel that way? And now this other, you know, energy's coming in and it's starting to show you a different picture, starting to show you a different perspective. This opens things up for humanity to expand positively. It doesn't feel like it sometimes, I know, but it can. And the reason is because our shadow side, the whole shadow of humanity, What is that dark part that we just don't want to deal with? What's that part we want to avoid? If we were to look at when the challenge comes up as it's not a bad thing, what is this that it's showing me in a good way? It opens the door for a positive in this. When I started practicing this, I mean, you know, when you're raised to just, you know, see the worst in everything, and that, you know, that is not even an attack on anybody. That is really more of a, the way it was in the culture, the way it was, you know, in different generations, you know, there was a survival mode. Well, we want to move into where we're not afraid. We don't want to feel like we're just surviving and enduring, you know. We don't want to feel like that about life. We want to learn, wait a minute, if there is always more than one choice when something comes up, and here's the big thing they were sharing that I want to dive into deeper this show. If there's always more than one choice, so say something challenging comes up, say, let's use one that people have, you know, say they lost their job unexpectedly, or they have a medical thing that has affected income somehow. What is immediately the thing that you think, oh no, you know, this is a bad thing. This is all this stuff going on. That's the obvious. That's the old dimensional thinking of third dimension. That's the way it was for all these hundreds of thousands of years, worst case scenario. And then you go into this survival mode that, you know, something has happened to you as a victim. You have been a victim of something. This is where we're learning to see this from a different perspective. That's what it looks like. That's what we see in our physical world. But what if you were willing to go, there's another angle to this? The only way you're going to see the other angle is to be willing to see the other angle first. First, you have to be willing to see a different perspective. How could this be a positive for me? Maybe you didn't like your job. Maybe there's something better out there for you. Maybe there was something your soul is driving you in this direction to learn so you grow. Because it's not just about what we thought before. I mean, Taurus energy is about security, finance, okay, relationships. You know, everything is in its place and in order. And then we have, wham, we have this coming in from the side and we're like, whoa. Because if you are thinking from a higher dimension, or if we're going to ascend to a different place in life, we have to expand our consciousness, our awareness, that there's very different aspects and angles to everything that we see. The reality that we see may or may not be the same one if we were to walk around over here, metaphorically, and take a completely different look at that from a different place. If we were to practice being in a witness mode, just witnessing this experience as if it was illusional, which, okay. And then we go, well, you know, let me just see how this plays out. Now, it doesn't mean you're just going to sit and you're just going to let things happen to you. This will feel hour by hour, maybe even day by day, week by week, you know, having to be patient, waiting for something else. But what you want to do is you want to look each day, what can I do today to lift my happiness so I can see a bigger picture? If you were to ask that each day, you might be pleasantly surprised at how quickly this whole dynamic can shift and the energy can shift. Manifesting is literally what we are, what we believe, what we focus our thoughts on is what we will create in our reality. If we can do that with a pessimistic thing, just think what we could do with something positive. But do you believe that you can? Do you believe that you can see another angle to this? This is what this energy is helping to open up this month for even the people that, you know, I feel like I'm just so far behind. Nobody's behind anything. Everybody's on the path and journey exactly where they need to be. You're looking for the intention. And if you want to change, you can. You can shift this. You shift your perspective. You shift your mindset. That helps expand and bring in new opportunities, new options, new choices that you would have completely missed. If you're completely focused on trying to survive, trying to make sure you hold something together that's falling apart that maybe does need to fall away, that is probably what you're questioning a lot right now. I know a lot of people are. Look at different perspectives. Look at something you would have never even given the time of day. You know, maybe you never would look at it like that before. Maybe you wouldn't even take that seriously. Maybe it's time we did. Because even if you're just looking at different options, different viewpoints, different things, different belief systems, and then you have this list and you go, well, this resonates, this doesn't. This resonates, this doesn't. Not everybody's going to be exactly the same. It doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. It matters what you are choosing that feels right for you. So that is it. And I see a few more things that are coming in on the YouTube chat. So we are going to take a short break after that because I want you guys to kind of sink your brain teeth into what I was just saying there and think about your own personal situation and what you can do with that, because this is really an amazing month and this is a power month to grasp, wrap our brain around this concept. Because it's huge and it's a big shift. It's a big opportunity. This month brings opportunity for you to see it a little bit easier. It's not going to be as hard to try to find a way to tap into this. So that's why I'm encouraging you to give it a shot. So stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio.
Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
And welcome back to the show. We are talking about May, this energy, what we're feeling, angel insights on that, and you guys are sharing with me, so thank you for sending that in. First, before I go over to YouTube chat, we have quite a bit going on over there. I want to say thank you to Roger over in the Facebook chat. He sent in the great question that we were talking about earlier. He says, great, life is to be enjoyed, not just endured. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. It's one of my favorite quotes. So thank you for sending that in. That I'm sure helped a lot of people that are feeling some of this. So let me go over to YouTube. So we have Marilyn. Marilyn says, right now I am decluttering my garage. Spring cleaning for you. But I stopped and listened to you, and I'm blessed by your guidance and the topics you share to all of us. Well, thank you for that. That's great. I'm glad you could take a break with us. Sharon writes, I just discovered yesterday that my adopted mother, who passed away 18 years ago, was a narcissist. Narcissism is a tricky one to understand, but sounds like you're starting to wake up to see the differences. Shadow work coming up. Absolutely. I don't know if I'm just to release it or do shadow work. I'm not angry. Okay. If you're not angry, you are observing. You are observing the past, but you are not of the past, Sharon. That was a great example. I'm glad she brought that up. That's part of this current energy as well right now. Sometimes there's nothing to heal. We are healing. If you're not feeling an emotion or a trigger that's setting you off in any way, and guys, you know what that is emotionally when something triggers you. But if you are feeling something coming up, or you're starting to tie some things together, what she just described to me, and I'm asking for validation on that, and I'm getting that from Michael because he's the protector of darker and negative energies. What it was more of an observance. It's more of a witnessing. It's kind of like watching an old rerun, and you saw something in it the 30th time that you didn't see the first 29 times. That's what that is. And we learn. We're actually learning and growing and releasing a little bit more. We ascend when we do that sometimes. Retrogrades have a tendency to have us review things. But this shadow coming up with that little bit of scorpion that came in recently with the full moon is bringing things up to see things, to see it. It's like, hey, this is what you were missing this whole time. And now you get it. So just let it pass through, let it move on. It's kind of like watching a storm pass by and you're not part of it anymore. So that's what that is. Now we keep going. We see a Candace. Candace writes, oh, she's responding to Marilyn. Marilyn, that's awesome. I need some of that decluttering energy sent my direction. Okay, everybody, send it all to Candace right now. Everybody send it to everybody. Declutter energy to all of us. Well, I don't care where you're listening, everybody, all the social medias, all of it. We could all use a little bit of that. That's fantastic. And then Sharon writes, just relieved to find out why she treated me the way she did. Okay. Candace, Sharon, my ex was the same way and I didn't understand it at the time. I read an article online and had PTS just reading it. If I'm doing the work, but your path could be different. Yeah, sometimes just reading about it or reading someone else's, if you have an empathic trait, careful. Just don't latch on like it's you. And that's very easy to do. But we're learning to see our experience through another. And that's how we help. I mean, everybody that does what I'm doing right now, doing this, we've been through some stuff, okay? So we're out there trying to help you because we know what it feels like. I know I have. We have I don't even know if I can keep up with all this. Candace, since your mother passed so long ago, but our childhood pain remains until we address it. Just my two cents. Absolutely, I agree with that. Candace was responding to Sharon. We do have to address it. If we are avoiding it and we don't even want to go there, that's different from remembering something but not, you know, you don't feel attached to it. When you can recall something or something comes up and it doesn't completely cause a meltdown or an effect or affect you anyway, you have released it, you're detached. That's a good example of that. That's the way it feels to me. Let me explain it that way. We have Sharon, my first husband was narcissist too. I never realized what it was before. Oh, I see. Okay. I had no clue until yesterday. I'm doing a lot of research now. Okay. See there? She's being proactive. Perfect example. Sharon, thank you for sharing that. Perfect example to you saw it come up. It's not a very positive topic, but you're understanding it and the observation to learn and study and understand it. This also is very supportive to help you so you don't get caught up in another one like that. Because those are tough, you know. There is no emotion on the other side of that. And it doesn't matter, you know, you're the one taking it all. So you don't want to be a victim anymore. So when I'm going to add to that. If you feel like, you know, life is pounding you or it's happening to you or someone's doing it to you, you want to address the victim side, not just what somebody else is. I'm throwing it out there for anybody that might be experiencing things like that. That's really important. You want to go empowered. It's like, okay, I'm not like that. I'm not doing that to people. They were doing it to me. But how do we change that? We go inside and we make sure we're not a victim anymore. We make sure that we're empowered and we don't give that power to somebody else anymore. We keep it and we make choices that are healthy for us. So I wanted to remind you of that. That's very important when you're dealing with something like that, whether it's that or physical abuse, any kind of abuse, you know, whatever it might be. You don't want to go about what somebody's always doing to you. Yes, we are very aware of that. That part, you know. The part you want to look at is, well, how did I let that happen to me? Okay. And you don't want to be in that, here's my power. Here, I'll just be your victim. You know, that's what you're looking at. That's a little bit of a thing that you want to look at with how you respond to things that are asked of you. So that's big. That came from Michael, and he was very assertive and a bit direct with me. So I'm throwing it back at you. I had to learn that one too, by the way. I really did. And saying no when you're saying yes all the time and you really wanted to say no, that's a good way to practice that. Sometimes we're so afraid that people won't like us. Sometimes we do it out of, we just don't want to be rejected. We want to be accepted. And so we say yes to everything and we play the game. And then that's not going to work anymore. I can tell you that. It's just not. So what else do we have here? We have... okay, yeah, they're pretty much wrapping that topic up. Yes, yeah, watch out. Empathics are, you know, perfect food for a narcissist. So, and we're not going to get into psychology with that too much because we're working metaphysical, but metaphysically, the energy of it, you don't want to be giving your power away. You don't want to be you don't want to be afraid to be you and say no when you need to say no and stand up and put your boundaries up. And trust me, when you start to do this, the universe will give you some ways to practice that. It will give you some ways to practice that. And accepting that that's not okay anymore that I just do that. Now you've got, you're placed in a place of empowerment when you make it more about what you can do to not be letting that happen to you. That's your place of empowerment. Because guess what? We can't change other people. We can't do a thing about them. So if it's always about them changing or fixing that, the power is never going to come back. So don't waste any energy on that. Bring it back to you and what you can do so it doesn't happen to you again. So you can see it. So you can avoid that kind of a relationship, so to speak. That's the key right there. That's a huge one. That's one of the things that was the most powerful for me to learn. And it's been the best thing that ever happened to learn that, because, and it's not just that I'm empathic. It's just natural for an empathic to, you know, okay, well, you know, I can, and you know, you're really trying to be that good person. You're really trying to do the right thing. And right now, some things will come up that's not going to feel right if you're in that kind of a situation. And that's why some relationships will fall away. Actually, a lot of relationships will fall away when you start to clean that up. Now, I'm not saying it will every relationship you have, but I do want you to be aware that if all of your relationships are built on that and you decide no more, then why would you want to keep those? That's something that you'll be dealing with, anybody going through something like that. Now, we have one more break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up because I have a couple more things I want to share with you. You guys have been fantastic sharing your experiences. Anybody else has anything they want to throw out there, please do. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716. Or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com. Or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
And welcome back to the last segment. I just want to say there is so much energy going back and forth over in the YouTube chat. You guys are fantastic, lifting one another. They are just going, and it's fantastic. No more vampires, no more power vampires. Taking back my power, I feels damn good. All right, Raven, way to rock it out. That's fantastic. You know, guys, that's empowerment, and they're lifting one another. If you guys want to join in, they're having a great time over there. We always have this up for every show, so you can join us at any time in a chat, or you can call in. I know that I like offering this option because some people just don't want to call in, you know. Sometimes it's just this is more comfortable. That's fine because this is great. This is fantastic, and we can see and share, so that's great. Now, I want one more minute with you because this is the part that I love about this energy. Now, when change is happening, which we are all feeling, we are looking deeper into things. And like some of the people over in the chat are talking about, they may have made these choices 30 years ago, 20 years ago. You thought you dealt with it then. Why are you feeling some of it now? When we are bringing something up deeper, that's because as you raise in your ascension and your awareness, more things fall off to make more room for the lighter. So it's just a natural evolvement of you, of your soul, of you becoming a better you, okay? Here's the best part that I want you to think about. When it's hard to accept change, or you don't like change, or it's unexpected surprise change, which, you know, that's happening to people, it's happening more when you avoid change, and then it's just going to do it anyway. Here's the thing. When change is happening, that's when your best creativity is going to flow. The creativity energy just flows in. Because why? Because that's how you create a new, better path. That's how the water finds a way around the rock and the obstacle, okay? Think about it. So creativity will be more on the table, more heightened. You know, you will have, you know, that thinking cap will be on, because now it's like instead of feeling like you have to endure and suffer something and be oppressed by it, tap into the creative of, there's got to be a better way. I can figure it out. You go there and just see what, you know, let it start to flow. You don't have to force it. Just let it start to go there. Sometimes just doing a creative project or decluttering, like Marilyn was talking about in her garage, just doing something manually physical that's organizing will bring that in. It's like when we don't try to sit there and make it happen, that's when it just starts to flow. So know that that can help you. Writing things down, some people like to write, some people like to be creative, some people just going out in the garden, whatever it is, doing those types of things will really help the creative juices flow, because that's what you want to flow. Those ideas that are like, well, I could do this or I could try that. Don't look at that as a panic button kind of thing. Look at it more as, oh, there's that creative energy. And then settle yourself and let it start to flow to show you some options and some things that can happen differently. That's a good thing. Instead of just fighting the old, trying to keep it the way it was, that's where you're going to feel the frustration. That's where you're going to feel things just get stagnant and anxiety set in, because that's more like a prison. That's a prison to me. It feels more like that now than it ever did in this energy. To me personally, that's what it feels like. You're going to be able to find new ways. That's what I love about May. May's energy is more open to that, to help you tap into that. So don't waste it. When your mind wants to start trying to find a new route, new job, new house, new relationship, whatever, you know, explore it. It's thoughts. Explore it. If there's something you want to learn more about, we have internet access everywhere. We have libraries. We have schools. You can go back to school. Whatever it is you want to explore, why aren't you exploring it? Do it. You start putting your mind into learning something new. That's when excitement, feeling alive, feeling awake, starts to flow back in. That energy lifts you a lot. And you will find peace in this type of environment we're in right now, you will find more peace not fighting or wasting a lot of energy on what's falling away or not working anymore, but on something new. That's the biggest thing to take from this show today. Go find something new when that's just, you know, feels like the streets are rolling up and it's done. Don't go down that street. Find a new path. That is huge right now. And I do wish everyone that creative energy. I want everyone to think for a moment before we go. I want you to think and take a really deep breath in while you're doing it. Think of if you could breathe in a higher, peaceful, positive energy that was filled with creativity, take the biggest breath in that you can and imagine that that is flowing into you with that breath. As big as you can expand your lungs, as big as you can. 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, just sitting and doing that deep breathing with that mindset, you will be amazed at what you can come up with. I mean, it will calm you down too. If you're starting to get anxious or you're starting to get caught up in that old energy and you're starting to panic and get stressed, this will naturally settle and calm you down anyway. That slow, deep breathing. But why not visualize the energy of what you need? Maybe you need the energy of accepting who you are, and it's okay to say no, or it's okay that you want to do something different, or you want to move, or you want to change. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Maybe you just need that creativity and that confidence and that peaceful energy to flow in and support you. This came from Michael. Michael, man, he is just, he's not about having you held bondage by negative toxic energies that keep you weighed down. He's wanting you to throw all that off, cut those binders, and be free. Bring your peace in. And that is the best thing he's ever shared with me years ago. He brought my attention to that and reminded me of that yesterday and last night. So to share with you guys. So I'm going to leave you with that. I wish everyone a blessed, creative, and peaceful day. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.